Oh, I thought great. Yeah, what a nice way to go around the south of France, you know, especially, you know. I had no idea that it would only go 35 miles an hour, though. The paint job, I mean, people used to come by us on the motorways and everything, and they would just freak out when it had our names on the back of the bus and everything. It was quite a trip. You know, it was really a lot of people just made a big fuss over seeing that. And, you know, we pulled into the Cap d'Antibes and at the right. Eden Rock Hotel, probably one of the most expensive hotels in the world. Yeah. I could just see that bus pulling in there next to all of the fancy cars in the parking lot. And here's this hippie bus, you know, a bunch of crazy guys jumping all around, taking weird pictures and stuff. And it was a fun tour. You know, we had wives and kids with us and stuff. And an image of the Beatles, I think we had to be, nobody wanted to be drunk or high either. You know, we thought it was very important that we gave our best performances because we knew we were going to be judged till the last time they saw the biggest band in the world. There were several tables and there was like a couple of bunk beds in the back. They were probably there for the kids. They weren't for any of the band members. I mean, we just got on the bus and made it our next destination. And I remember there were several times where if we had to go like 150, 200 miles between cities, it would take, you know, at 35 miles an hour, it would take quite a while. And there were times where the promoter at the other end would send some BMWs out on the motorway to pick us up and rush us to the venue so we got there in time to start the concert. I remember once in Germany, there was a BMWs, five lime green BMWs showed up on the motorway. We got off the bus. We each got into one of these lime green BMWs and did like 150 miles an hour into the venue. The paint job was just lovely. I mean, we still have all of the pictures, and, you know, we'd always take some pictures here and there. And those were such formative years, you know. I mean, they were very profound in many ways as far as my life went, you know, as going from a top session guy to becoming a band guy and being part of a band called Wings. And that bus was a big part of it because the European tour was our breaking out. That was... The other stuff before that was nice, but this was saying, okay, we're ready now. And we had put a lot of hard work into becoming a real band.